Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Welcome to Your Health, a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension Podcast Network. I'm Greg Allen. Thanks for joining me. Today we're focusing on a critical but often overlooked issue, mental health in the agricultural community. You know, farming is one of the oldest professions and one of the most stressful as well. Long hours, financial uncertainty, isolation, unpredictable weather, these all weigh heavily on the shoulders of those who feed the world. And the numbers tell a sobering story. According to the CDC, farmers are 1.5 times more likely to die by suicide than people in other occupations. It's staggering. A 2023 survey by the American Farm Bureau Federation found that over 60% of rural adults say they've experienced more mental health challenges in recent years, and yet more than half say there are too few resources or providers in their communities. This isn't just a rural issue. It's a public health issue. It's a food security issue. And it's time that we talk about it. That's why I'm so very pleased and excited to talk with a Purdue Extension health and human science educator, Angela Sorg. Angela, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it, and I'm excited.
Well, this is such a heavy topic to discuss, but one that is really kind of overlooked a lot. So I thought it'd be only fitting if we started with what is mental health and is it different from mental illness?
Yeah, mental health and mental illness can, they don't have to be, they are two different things, but they are deeply connected. So what I kind of like to explain to everyone is everyone has physical health every day. So we try to do things, we try to drink less caffeine or try to exercise and do all the things that keep us healthy. So a larger physical illness doesn't potentially exist. It doesn't mean it's not going to, but it can. Mental health and mental illness are the exact same way. We all have mental health concerns. So every day, every one of us gets stressed out. Some of it's good stress, some of it's not so great stress. But our mental health is really exactly the same thing as physical health. Whereas we try to do things like maybe go for an extra walk or hang out with our dogs or go see a pretty sunset, read a funny book, all of those fun things, watch a good movie that really help us on a daily basis just unwind, get away from the world, get with ourselves and just be. So that is really all every day we take care of our mental health in hopes that a potential larger issue won't happen. A mental illness are those diagnosable concerns like depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, all of those things that many of us have. It's completely neurological. And so our mental health is just taking care of ourselves. And then a mental illness is separate in that it is an actual diagnosable concern that you need to seek treatment for.
And I assume that just like physical health, you really need to do things that give regular care and attention to your mental health.
Absolutely, for sure, every day. And it can be, you're taking care of you and finding what your own things are is as unique as anyone else. What I like, maybe my husband doesn't like, isn't what my children like. So you really have to find those things. And it is really simple. If it makes you feel good and it's a healthy thing, like those things that I just talked about before, then those are positive things. And those are things that you might want to do more of, especially in seasons where maybe you're really, really stressed out, or it's just not a good season for you.
Yeah. I know my wife and I, we like to take daily walks and, not only is that great for physical health, but really it's a wonderful time to unwind, to have a rested time together, to do check-ins on each other, to enjoy nature and our surroundings. Yes. And so very much as it is physical health, it is mental health for us.
Yes, it is. And it's, you know, sometimes we get misguided by the fact that there's all of these secretive things that we have to do to increase our mental health. And really there isn't. It is. Being out in the sun and getting the vitamin D is amazing for your mental health. It neurologically increases chemicals in your brain that you don't even have to think about, and you don't even have to do anything about. It just naturally happens. And so those are good things to do.
So, Angela, I got to be honest, when I was doing research for all of this, I was shocked and taken aback at the amount of farmers and those in the agricultural business that are so susceptible to mental health challenges. Why is that?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different reasons, but we really talk about on the Purdue Farm Stress team, we really talk about a few. And some of those are, unlike me, I am sitting indoors. I am doing this podcast. We are not having to be dependent on the weather. We are not having to be dependent on any kind of a fluctuating market. We're both here, so we don't have to worry that each other are not showing up to be able to do the things that we need to do. And you and I are doing a podcast, and there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. Within the agricultural community, there isn't. It is all day, every day, 24/7, 365. And what commodity prices look like this year are not going to be the same as what prices look like next year. So you really can't ever get into almost a sense of calm that, okay, you know, I can do this. I've been with Extension for 10 years and I feel like I know my job really well. And I feel like I can kind of predict what's going to happen next year and feel calm about that. But when you're in the agricultural community and when you're a farmer, you cannot rely on that. You are so dependent on so many other things that you lose your really sense of control. And the other thing is, if I lost my job tomorrow, I love my job and I would not want to lose my job. It would be devastating for me, but I could go find another job. Agriculture and farming is not a job. It is an identity. It is a lifestyle. So I am not losing my identity if I lost my job. But if a farmer who has had a multi-generational farm and has put blood, sweat, and tears, family dinners, family finances, all into this amazing bucket of agriculture, if there is, and I don't love the word loss because that assumes responsibility, but if the farm has to go away or for whatever different reasons, that is a loss of generations. That is a loss of what do my children do after me? That is a loss of who am I? What am I now? And it's also a loss of why couldn't I do this when so many generations before me have done this? And then what is wrong with me? And then here comes all of that negative self-talk. So really all of those things, in addition, our farmers and farm families, they do not get a break. Even if they go on a vacation, and that is a big even if, then they are on the phone. They still have livestock. They still have crops. They still have machinery that someone is having to take care of while they are away. And that oftentimes means something's going to happen while they're away. So they really can't step off of the farm and just leave it like I can do in my job.
So it seems like there are more opportunities for potential failure when you're married to this thing. Like you said, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely is a lifestyle, and the whole family is typically involved. I tell my husband and my children about my job, but they are not ingrained and enmeshed in it. And agricultural life is very, very different. The children are enmeshed and ingrained in it, and farm spouses, and oftentimes brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, and sometimes that can leave things to be confusing. Farmers are fixers. They fix things all the time, and it's an amazing foundation for them to have. But when also they feel like they can't fix something, then that really is kind of a perfect storm to really kind of lead up to some really, really increased stress, mental health concerns, and then potential mental illnesses after that.
Angela, out of all of the demographics that you can think of that are available, why should we take care of the agricultural community when it comes to mental health?
Yeah, they take care of us every day. They're the reason why I'm sitting here. I ate today. I put on this shirt. I am using these computers. I am everything that I have done to be able to get up and function today and live the basic needs that I need. Farmers in the agricultural community give to me every single day. And we don't think about it. When we drive down the interstate and we see this farm, it's like, oh, look at the pretty colors, or oh, that's a fun crop, or oh, I love that house on that farm. But we really don't sit back and think about everything that has gone into that seed, one singular seed that has led to the crop, that has led to the yield, that has led to the prices. So we really need to take care of them because they feed us and they sustain us every day. And that is really why it is so important to pay attention to our agricultural community.
Literally, the weight of the world is on their shoulders.
It really is. They also support our economy. Our economy thrives on what our farmers do every day. So again, it's they're really the backbone of pretty much everything that we do.
Well, thank God for our farmers. We're
Yes.
talking with HHS educator Angela Sorg about mental health in the agricultural community. When we come back, we'll talk practical strategies and the importance of checking in when we return to Your Health.
The average American reaches for their mobile phone about 350 times a day. For Indiana farmers, that number is probably higher, as the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app keeps them updated on the latest markets, weather, and farm news information. If you haven't downloaded this free app, you're missing out on a powerful and portable resource. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app can be downloaded at the Apple Store and Google Play, and at HoosierAgToday.com. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
Welcome back to Your Health, a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension Podcast Network. We're talking today with HHS educator Angela Sorg. Angela, we were talking about the importance of farmers and why it's so important to take care of the agricultural community, especially when it comes to the issue of mental health. Let's talk practical strategies to manage mental health concerns in agriculture.
Yeah, so our agricultural community really has some unique, again, we talked about unique stressors. There's also unique concerns. So I know that I'm not going to go to a farmer and a farm family and say, oh, just go on a vacation, or why don't you just sleep more, or all of those things. So really practical skills that are attainable during their day. And that can mean anything. For example, if you're go on an extra crop walk. Now, if your crop is what is stressing you out, I probably wouldn't recommend that. So really, again, what I said earlier, doing those things, go fishing, do something that you think that you can do that does make you feel good. Sleep oftentimes definitely gets interrupted. So anything that you can do that is healthy prior to going to sleep is good. Read a good book. If you love listening to podcasts, if you love a good a movie, try to do more of those and be intentional. I remember I had a farmer say that he Even though was exhausted, he set an alarm clock for a half hour earlier for him to be able to get up. And he just did some things that were very practical for him just to get himself. He got a good cup of coffee, got a very good breakfast for the day. And that really did motivate him for the rest of the day. If you enjoy sporting events, have a sporting events in your ear when you're out in the field. Those kind of practical strategies are really, really healthy for our farmers. If your concerns get to be so much that it's just you're having some physical complaints, your stomach's aching, you're having headaches all the time, then you really need to probably start getting just some of that out naturally. And that can come in a lot of different forms of talking to another farmer, talking to your spouse. And if you don't want to do those, talk to someone maybe you go to church with or somewhere in that you hang out with at the morning breakfast. Lots of different things that you can do to really just kind of get those concerns out of your body and out into the world, because your body will respond and will be your first indicator that you are stressed before you'll even know that you're stressed.
Very good points. I've got a friend that's a row crop farmer, and he's got such an incredible servant's heart. And for him to step away from the fields, to step away from the job, looks like going to someone's house and helping them to install a dishwasher or to do some basic home repair and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So people are very happy to help keep him busy.
And he loves it.
He loves it.
I bet. Yeah, it's, you know, and even it really is also, you know, we can't control stress. We can't control any kind of a mental illness. It just doesn't work that way. But it's just like you can't control diabetes or any other physical thing that comes your way. But we can definitely do things. And I loved Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And I love the quote. I'm not going to say the quote exactly the way he said it, so I'll probably be paraphrasing. But he talked about when bad things are happening, his mom always told him to look for the people that are helping. So if there are really, really stressful things that are happening on your farm, the mind shift for the day is, this is really hard, I don't know, then look for the good things that are happening on your farm. You may not be able to see it, and that's okay. So then go off your farm and find something that is good, or maybe it is someone who has a servant's heart. You know, serving others is oftentimes really, really does broaden our scope and helps us kind of de-stress a little bit.
That's good. Let's talk about checking in. First of all, what is it? And second of all, why is it important?
Yeah, checking in is so important. So what checking in is really very simple. It's having a conversation. How are you doing? It's just like what you would do if you saw somebody on the sidewalk. Hey, how you doing? We oftentimes say, hi, how are you? I'm fine, how are you? We don't wait for the answer. And we are really conditioned to say, I'm fine, how are you? And then they'll say, I'm fine. But what if somebody says they're not fine? It's okay to have those conversations. So I like to explain check-ins to the agricultural community just as you check on your machinery every single day. You check on your livestock, you check on your crop every single day, multiple times a day, to make sure that it's healthy and that it's sustainable and that there are not larger issues that are potentially happening on the farm that would kind of wreak havoc. Really checking in with your own mental health is exactly the same way, and checking in with someone else. So, you know, usually it's a trusted person. We have a lot of bank lenders and farm service agency workers that have long-term, our extension educators have very long-term relationships with their farmers. They know their families, they see each other out at baseball games, and, you know, just checking in and saying, how are you doing? But then sitting and waiting for the actual answer. And if somebody says, oh, I'm fine, how are you? And then you can, if you have a relationship with that person where this is appropriate, you can say, no, really, how are you? I know things have been tough. How are you? So that's what checking in is it's checking in with yourself and checking in with those around you that, you know, you have a closer relationship with.
That's good. I've got people in my life that I call my running partners, and they have given them the permission to look into my life, to speak into my life. And a lot of times, if I see that there's something going on with them, or if they see that there's something going on with me, we'll say, let's go have some coffee. And you know, that's code for it's check-in time.
Yes, it is check-in time. Going to get coffee. I always tell my twin girls that you always have to build your own tribe. You have to build, and what you're speaking of is exactly that same idea. You have to have the people in your inner circle that you can be vulnerable with and you can talk to. I know that our this past year on the Farm Stress Team, we've had a lot of our farmers really struggling to talk about some of the mental health concerns that they're having because they're buying land, for example, and they don't want the other landowner to necessarily know that they're having mental health concerns because they're afraid that that owner will not sell them land. So there are a lot of concerns about talking about it and sharing those things. And so if you have your inner circle where you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff is really amazing.
Angela, this has been so eye-opening, such wonderful information. And certainly there is someone in everyone's life, or even maybe multiple people, that you know struggle in this area. And so this is some really great information. Let's talk about successful outreach efforts, resources that people can look into or go to when they're struggling with this.
Yeah, sure. So you can always, if you're struggling, you can always reach out to your local extension office and they will get a hold of the Purdue Farm Stress Team. There is about 20 of us across the state. And that is what we do. We are not doing therapy, but we know how to link the resources if that's what you feel like you need to do, or a doctor or whatever. Again, we're not doctors, and so we're not doing that, but we are doing what Extension does best, and we share, we empower communities, and we link to those resources. So some of those are, you can go to the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team webpage. You can just Google it, Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team, and it will come up. There's tons of resources on there. We even have if you decide to go to therapy, what does that look like? What are they going to ask you? Is this a scary thing? What should you ask them? All of those kinds of things. And even conversation starters, links to just tons of other resources. We also have a Facebook page. One of our team members does an amazing job of putting very practical things on that Facebook page. She will put recipes that are healthy during planting and harvest that can be made pre-made. So you can just grab and go. So just things that you don't normally think of. We have a podcast of our own. It's called Tools for Today's Farmers Podcast. And that really is to reduce the stigma of talking about mental health. And we've had so many different people on there from the agricultural community. We've even had Matt Painter, the basketball head coach of Purdue, on there as well. And Ginger Z from Good Morning America have been some of our guests. And you wouldn't normally think about them on maybe an agricultural podcast, but they, again, just share some great stories and talk about mental health just so we know it's okay to talk about it. It's a good thing to talk about it. And you can listen to that podcast anywhere you choose to listen to your podcast. Iowa has Iowa Concern Hotline that is also for this region. And if there is an agricultural concern, you can call. As far as mental health, they will take calls from Indiana and also help link resources. So that number is 1-800-447-1985. So you can always call there, or you can get online and look at what all that is before you call. And Farm Bureau and AgriVility has amazing resources. resources for mental health. They've got a lot of, Farm Bureau specifically has a lot of good research that we rely on heavily on our team. And AgriBility has some, of course, amazing things that our team really loves. And then if you or someone that you love is in a crisis, but I will say you don't have to be a crisis, the 988 is the, they call it a crisis and suicide hotline, but I don't want that to scare anyone off from calling there. And really what that is it's just a soft person on the other side who is trained, as opposed to before, if you were in crisis, you would call 911 and there'd be scary lights, whistles, police officers. And that can be really disheartening when you're in the mental of, or in the middle of a mental health crisis or concern. This is definitely a softer launch. Every state has one across the United States of America. You call 988 and there is a person on the other line and they will help you through it. I have called 988 before just because I didn't know what the local resources were when I was trying to help someone. And so you do not have to be in crisis if you feel like you need to call. You can just call and say, hey, I'm this in this community. I just want to know what some more resources are. And they'll guide you through it and help you through it.
Angela Sorg, thank you so much for all of this information. And what was the name of that podcast again?
Tools for Today's Farmers podcast. And again, it's anywhere like Spotify that you, we wanted that to be available for the farmers wherever they are so they can listen to, there's fun stuff on there. We have a lot of 4-H kiddos on there too. So it's fun.
Angela Sorg, HHS educator. Educator, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that wraps up today's conversation on mental health in the agricultural community. Remember, farming isn't just a job. It's a lifestyle full of pressures, uncertainty, and often isolation. But it doesn't have to be a silent struggle. Reaching out, starting conversations, and connecting with the right resources can make a real difference. If you or someone you know is struggling, there are people ready to help. You can call or text 988 24/7 or explore 988indiana.org. If today's episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who might benefit from hearing it. And don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss future conversations that matter right here on Your Health. A podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension Podcast Network. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and remember, the health of our fields starts with the health of the people who work them. I'm Greg Allen.